The story of what happened in Uvalde, Texas, leading up to and during a mass shooting that killed 19 children and two adults, well, it's a story that keeps on changing. In the last couple days, there have been new developments, and prior law enforcement statements are being walked back. NPR's Laura Benchoff is in Uvalde and brings us the latest. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Elsa.
So I want to talk first about how this gunman got into the school. Like, the original story was that a teacher had left a back door open, right? What do we know now about that?
Right. At a press conference last Friday, the Texas Department of Public Safety had said the gunman entered Robb Elementary through a door that this teacher had left something in to keep it from locking behind her. Now they're saying that's not true. DPS confirmed to NPR that video footage showed the teacher running back inside and closing the door. She's hired an attorney named Don Flannery to speak on her behalf, and here's how he relays her version of what happened after she saw the gunman crash his car near the school.
And then she looks over and sees him throw a backpack over the fence, and then sees him with the AR-15 slung over his shoulder, sees him hop the fence and start running towards her. So she immediately ran back inside, kicked the rock out, and slammed the door.
So state officials confirmed that, and now they're saying that the door did not lock as it was supposed to behind her.
Wow, very different story. Okay, so can you tell us anything more about this teacher? I know her name hasn't been released, but what else do we know about her experience that day?
You know, Flannery shared that she's also a victim, that she hid, terrified, in a classroom across the hall from where the gunman had shot and killed so many people, and that she was there to hear it all. So she was there, and she had family members in the school. Her grandson attended Robb Elementary School, and so she was fearful for his safety as well the whole time. And Flannery wanted to share that, you know, getting kind of wrongly blamed just at first for letting the gunman in just made things worse for her.
She was devastated because, in addition to everything she's going through, even the suggestion that of something that's false, it's insult to injury, you know?
Yeah, I imagine so. Well, you know, Laura, all of this gets at the lasting harm these changing statements from law enforcement can cause. And, I mean, state officials originally praised the local law enforcement response, but then days later started blaming the local school police for mishandling it. And now I understand that they have accused the chief of that police force of not cooperating?
That's right. The Texas Department of Public Safety shared a statement with NPR saying that all of the local law enforcement is cooperating with their investigation, except they say the school district police chief, Pete Arredondo, has not responded to a request for a second interview for their investigation. This is after the DPS director, Stephen McCraw, said last week Arredondo made the wrong decision to not enter the classroom where the gunman was more quickly. But here's the chief just this morning after he was confronted by a CNN reporter saying that they've been in touch.
We've been in contact with DPS every day, just so you all know.
They say you're not, they say that you're not cooperating.
I've been on the phone with them every day.
So this investigation is ongoing. And, you know, at the same time, the funerals are still happening here.
That is NPR's Laura Benchoff in Uvalde. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you.